The following is a presentation of the Town of North Hempstead's Project Independence and WCWP. Welcome to Project Independence and You.
Good morning. Good morning to Senior Talk Radio here at 88.1 FM WCWP. This is Project Independence and You, and I am your host, Rebecca Miller. And today's guest host is Otto Loos.
Good morning, Rebecca.
Welcome, Otto. Otto, an original Project Independence member. I think we're like approaching 12,000, Christina.
Original.
He's number three. We're approaching 12,000 Project Independence members in the town. And Otto, I think you are number three or four. You're three, Bunny's four.
No, you better make it the other way.
You're right.
This is why he has a happy marriage.
That's it. He's resolved it. We know now. So welcome. Today we have very special guest, the town supervisor, Judy Bosworth.
Good morning.
Welcome. And Lauren Suma, who is the town resident advocate, building advocate, among many other things and some new things. And we want to welcome Lauren. So we'll be talking to Lauren about what her role is now with the town, in addition to her old role, because I think you're wearing several hats.
Yes.
Well, welcome.
Thank you.
It seems like the central theme of this administration, Otto, has really had this strong advocacy role for the town. I mean, you've implemented so many programs that have like this tone of advocacy, from the Veterans Committee to the Disability Committee to even a lot of the laws that you're passing for the town residents. I mean, you know, kids can no longer buy cigarettes in stores unless they're 21 or over.
Yep.
So there's a lot of programs and laws that are going on in this town now in year four of your administration that really does have this central advocacy role coming from Project Independence. And, you know, part of most of our department is, you know, advocacy for seniors, which you have always, you know, supported. I mean, I don't think you ever say no to us.
It's a passion. No question.
Certainly is a passion. So why don't you tell us a little bit about Lauren's new and old role and how that's going to impact the residents of the town?
Okay. Well, thank you for all those lovely, you know, words, Rebecca.
You're very welcome.
The bottom line is it really is all about caring, and it's about being there for all of our residents, certainly our seniors, and we have so many programs to support that, but to be there for all our residents. We're here, and I say this again and again, we're here to serve you. We're here to serve the residents of our town, and we need to find the best possible way of meeting the needs as they become apparent.
Right, because there's so many different needs between seniors and veterans and people with disabilities and just, you know, being residents day to day.
You know, just to stretch that point, just to touch further, I've read a number of different times, you know, obviously there's always a lot of articles about the town. And the phrase that's used a lot of times is customer service, which is very unique in even in the business world, but in politics, it's really, really unique.
Right.
And, you know, the bottom line is it's nice to read that. And I believe that's what this boils down to, customer service. Treating the people who are the residents as customers.
Exactly.
Which is kind of a unique twist.
There's no question. It's so important to hear what the concerns of our residents are, and then to address them. It's not good enough to just hear them.
Right.
You need to then do something about it.
Right.
When I first became supervisor, the very first thing that I did, truly my first official act, was to appoint Lauren Suma as our
applicant.
Okay, she's had so many different titles.
Applicant
advocate. And that was relating to the building department, because
right,
there were so many issues that residents were facing, as well as commercial business people were facing, in terms of just snags that they were running into with the
right,
building department. So there had been much improvement, but there was more to be done. And I'll tell you, there's still more to be done. You know, you never rest on your laurels and say, okay, now it's fixed. It's never fixed. There's always more that we can be doing.
Right.
And so it was very important for people who were going through getting permits and the different things that they needed from the building department that they would know that there was someone that they could approach, someone that they could call, someone that they could email,
right,
that would be there with that hands-on, kind, understanding, rational approach, and that was Lauren. And Lauren has done just such an amazing job in that role and has started so many different programs to reach out to our residents. She started the mobile building office hours,
right,
so that we would go to different libraries in the community so that residents could come to their local library,
right,
and be able to speak to Lauren and other members of the building department and actually get certain building department things done at that very time. So it was like bringing the building department to our residents instead of having them have to make the journey to come into,
right,
the building department.
Which is great for our seniors and,
absolutely,
people that have limited, you know, access to transportation. And I know, I remember when you first became kind of the building advocate and you were learning all this stuff. And, you know, there's so many codes and laws that change over the years and things that, you know, residents, a lot of our seniors have lived in their homes so long and what happened before a certain time period. So there was a lot that you had to learn. And kudos to you because, you know, we do have a lot of our seniors when they call and they have any issues. You know, we do give your number out frequently.
Which is a good thing because another great program that was started was actually dedicated just to seniors, and that was senior,
right,
mobile hours. And so this is for our senior residents, and we host special mobile office hours at convenient locations such as the Great Neck Social Center, the Port Washington Senior Center, Clinton,
yes,
G. Martin, North Hempstead Yes We Can Community Center. And these special hours are by appointment. So if a,
right,
senior has a special need, well, whether they call Project Independence,
right,
or they call Lauren specifically, an appointment time is set up so that they can get that special individualized attention. And I know, and I don't want to talk for the whole time because I want us to hear from Lauren. But another very important seminar that Lauren has done with the building department is definitely geared towards seniors to say if you're thinking about selling your house, the time to deal with the building department is not when you're about to sign a contract.
Right, yes.
The time is,
good point,
is to meet with the building department at least a year ahead of time so that you can go through to see if there are any open permits, anything that you need to do to bring your home up to compliance so that when you're ready to sell, it should be, you know, as they say, easy breezy.
Smooth.
Exactly.
Well, reality is things are not grandfathered in a lot of cases. You know, you inherit what happened. If somebody did something 25 years ago on their own, you're still paying the price for that later, I believe, is a fact of life.
Right. So things can come up and, you know, oftentimes now since the mortgage crisis, the banks, the buyer's attorneys, bank's attorneys, they're coming in, looking at the folders, questioning, you know, is there a permit certificate for this? And then, as the supervisor mentioned, at the 11th hour, you don't want to be coming in trying to file applications. You want to work with us well in advance, and we've had a lot of people do that and have been very successful with that. And the, you know, the educational program that the supervisor mentioned, I think, is extremely informative. We have a whole PowerPoint presentation. It's myself, our deputy commissioner in the building department, and one of our consultants who happens to be a real estate attorney as well. And we go over all the terminology, all the different permits and requirements, and it's an interactive program. It's my favorite one that we do because it's really back and forth with the audience, and the,
right,
constituents have lots of questions. They take notes. We have a printout of the slide. It's really excellent. So I certainly recommend to anybody that is considering selling their house at some point, even if it's not, you know, in the next few months, just to come gather that knowledge and information. And, you know, we always tell people, you want to come into the building department and look at your property folder. There is such a thing, a historical folder. From
I actually did
when
that
the house is
after
built.
You were on the last time. I went to Plandome Road,
right,
and I did get the file, and I did look.
Brave
and,
man.
And I, well, yeah, I'm not going to admit to certain things, but I will tell you something I found out that was very interesting, is that the house we lived in, I'm not looking to sell, but the house we lived in was actually moved. When the high school was built over in, by, oh, New Hyde Park Memorial, Our house was actually moved, and it's the record is in the buildings department. And then there was one little glitch that I'll have to pay attention to someday.
Okay.
But
you know, I think.
But I'm aware of it.
Yeah, Lauren brought up a very interesting point when she said the banks are so much more particular now because of what had happened with the whole, you know, mortgage crisis.
Yeah.
So years ago, you went to sell your house. These things were not as much of an issue. And if someone is buying a house for cash, they're really not an issue. The issue turns up when someone is getting a mortgage and the banks are requiring that all, that everything be in
right.
order, that there's a certificate of, you know, completion, that all the permits are closed. So, you know, sometimes we've gotten a bad rap for that, but it really is a requirement of the bank through the mortgage process
right.
That has brought this, you know, so much to the forefront.
Right. So, I mean, I think that's a great, again, you know, at least a year in advance, or even if you're, it's back there, you know, you're going to be moving in 5 years or retiring or going somewhere else, which we encourage you to age in place here in North Hempstead.
Because
yes, it really is the best place, right, Lauren?
We never want you to leave.
No one should leave.
No. But it is, you know, important. And, you know, certainly we have, you know, staff available to, you know, if you come in and look at the folder and you're not sure what you're looking at, that can help assist. I'm available. You know, we get calls all the time. I get the folder. I review it with our deputy commissioner. We look and see what's there. We explain it to the resident and answer all their questions. So they're not alone when they're going to do that.
It was very painless. So, there was no, was honestly, okay. we yeah. did it. And it was kind of interesting, really.
It really yeah. is. I mean, to see all the documents that have to do with your home. And mm-hmm. it is important to have copies of all those records, just like anything important, like a marriage license,
right.
You know, birth certificate. Those are very important documents to have. So it is always advisable to
right.
obtain them. And it's a minimal fee for copies and just a good thing to have for your records.
So I just want to, you know, Otto, you know, when you said it was painless, and I think it was painless because you weren't under stress. You were coming in. You just wanted to.
I was curious.
You were curious. and so now if, you know, should you ever decide to sell your home, you have a better understanding of what you might need to do to make sure that everything was in order.
Well, in my case, what would enable me to do is to warn my children what they might have to pay attention to, you know.
Well, hopefully that won't be for many, many, many years. Yeah.
And are they listening? Just curious. So. Today?
I doubt it.
Okay. All right. So you don't have to worry. So before we go, we're actually like 2 minutes out before taking a quick break. Doesn't that go fast, Lauren?
Certainly does.
Just we'll go into your kind of newer role maybe at the next
right.
segment.
So what I'd like to say is because Lauren was so incredibly successful at what she's doing as the applicant advocate in the building department. You know, success begets
absolutely,
success.
Yes.
And we did want to expand that personalized customer service, Otto, that you
right.
spoke about, so that it would also deal with the highway department and our code enforcement departments.
Okay.
And so that might be a good segue for the next
absolutely.
Part of the program.
So we have about a minute and a half left. Just curious, is there a time of year when maybe with the building department you tend to be a lot busier? Or is it?
It's busy all the time, but I would say the height of construction season when the weather is better and people are looking to improve their homes.
Right.
They're coming in. We're getting a lot of applications. Work is being commenced more in the spring and summertime.
Right.
For sure. But before you get to that point, it's important to remember there is a process before you get your permit. So if you're thinking of doing work in the summertime, it's good to get those applications into the building department well in advance. So if
right.
there's anything that needs to be done during plan review when an examiner is looking at the plans, if there's any code issues that need to be addressed by the design professional that you've hired, that can all be taken care of well in advance so that when you have your permit and the weather is good, you can then begin construction.
Mm-hmm. Right. So. Okay. Well, that's some good information.
Yes.
A lot of good information. And again, to go back to what Judy was saying, it's really good to wait, you know, wait to the last minute to get these things done. So, okay, well, can you believe 15 minutes have gone by? Otto?
I can't
believe it. Is it possible?
Time passes quickly when you're having a good time.
It sure
right?
does. So we will be back after a brief break. This is Senior Talk Radio, Project Independence and You. My name is Rebecca Miller. We've been talking with Supervisor Judy Bosworth and Lauren Suma, our wonderful town resident advocate. and Otto.
Right. Original.